come home and lie in bed for weeks until I finally fall asleep and dream. Everything's turned out okay, I don't need you, you don't need me, I'm fine asleep, I'll stay asleep. But I'm trying to leave me now, again I'm back and just as down. I'll wake up on the day 2 years have quickly passed away and nothing's changed. Except that you have moved away, we'll probably never be okay, and I'm still here, forever here. But I'm gonna leave again, drunken smiles with my friends, cause it's the only thing I know how to do. But at some point it's gotta come to an end. I'll come home and lie in bed for weeks until I finally fall asleep and dream. Everything's turned out okay, I don't need you, you don't need me, I'm fine asleep, I'll stay asleep. But I'm trying to leave Reno now, again I'm back and just as I thought I could find someone to embrace, maybe in a better place. I don't need you and you don't need me, I'm fine asleep, I'll stay asleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice. Reno's own Chris Fox.
Yeah. Hi.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a land of wonderful new and exclusive things. This is the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. With my right hand and my left hand side, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's up?
Dogwater Dick back in Studio B. Yeah, make a little noise with your lighter. But more importantly, we've got Chris Fox and the cast and director of Monison Falls, A Good Luck Macbeth, here today.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi. What's happening?
Hi.
How is everybody?
Wonderful.
Great.
Doing well.
Why? What did you hear?
The results are back. Are you nervous about them?
A little bit.
All right. They're all positive.
Wait a second.
That was a trick question. Yeah.
I don't have HIV. I'm positive.
Hi, everybody. It's I missed you guys last week. It sounded like you had a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a blast.
It was
a good show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It was a little crazy.
No, how could I? I was scarred by that show. So everything broke. Everything went wrong. But that first fucking song sounded so good, I didn't care.
Congratulations, you worked through. It was entertaining as hell.
Oh, goddamn! Yeah, and then what didn't wind up on the cutting room floor was a great show. That's what we get.
That's what. You'll see.
It's knitting, quilting, audio quilting.
Oh, and then so the audience knows, the next morning after all that shit went wrong, the next morning I walk out to my truck to go to work, and one of the toms is in its case on the sidewalk. So like the screw-ups of that night continued after the show.
They just
left drums on the sidewalk, and luckily they didn't get stolen.
Good neighborhood.
Fuck yeah, I love my neighbors.
Yeah. Now, I've been out of the game. I went camping, and I didn't, have any electronics. There was no phone. We didn't even, turn on a radio or bring guitars, or we didn't even talk much.
You didn't even post pictures till later.
Yeah.
After it was all over.
Well, we were completely in a remote area of the wilderness where there's no internet service.
That's awesome.
I heard that it was in celebration of Riku's birthday, and then she was kicked out of it.
That would be correct.
What?
My daughter's birthday was Sunday, in fact, and we left on Friday to go a camping trip for both her birthday and my lovely wife Diana's birthday, which is Tuesday.
And on Friday, Riku decided to throw out such gems. And it wasn't just the fuck you, I hate you variety. She turned 13, by the way, on Sunday.
Yay! Nice. She turned 13!
Officially a teenager. And the angst have cometh. Such gems as, why don't you just speak English and make sense to Diana?
Ooh, what does that? What does that mean?
Heard that one.
Was Diana not speaking hurtful. English?
There, well, Diana, it's not her first language.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And sometimes she kind of garbles syntax and vocabulary. And I tease her about it, but the little girl lashed out incorrectly. And I'm not saying this to publicly shame her, but this is like a real like. The shit you gotta deal with when they turn 13. Like, whoa, you gotta slow, you know, rephrasing.
Yeah. Well, and does she know that you shouldn't make fun of people who are
you should,
like, from another country and speak a second language, which is way harder than what we do?
Well, you'd think, given,
well,
like,
look at what's happening around us.
Our neighborhoods and schools that
fuck
she goes to.
But, I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Right, we know.
It's true.
We know Rico.
I mean, if that's the worst thing that she says, I think you're probably going to be
fine. No, I mean, we're steering, but we are definitely in the fuck you, I hate you, you're ruining my life era of her life.
But that only probably lasts like a decade. I wouldn't worry about it. At
least. Right. My parents are enjoying the like, oh, look, we were so worried that you wouldn't have this revisited upon you.
Was it like a light switch, Rory? Was it like 12 to 13? Like,
it was more between like 11 to 12. Okay. 12 was tough, but 13 is just like, woo, we're playing chicken now, huh? Oh, that I'm going to count to three doesn't work anymore, because we get to three and it's like, well,
what'd you going to do?
Maybe I guess I got to grab your ear or something now. But you're big. You're like, I mean, she's 13. She's larger than a lot of grown men. So, like, yeah. And there's no stopping in sight. So,
yeah.
It's good times, though. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
Good kid on Tuesdays. And evidently at church with Rick on Sundays.
Oh, she's an angel. And they do the thing every month where they bless the people who had birthdays that year. And for the last 3 years, she's never there on that weekend. And it was the day that they did that, and it was her birthday that day.
Oh, she actually got to go.
Oh, wonderful. And so they dragged her down to the middle. And
because she got kicked out of her own birthday camping weekend, she got to go to church and have this happen.
And that's how
Jesus
she said
all, it's okay.
But the four adults and the baby, we had a very relaxing trip with no talking. Like, literally, at one point, the baby was asleep, and the four of us are just sitting there. And it's not even like a fire yet. Middle of the afternoon, we got there, we set up the tents, the baby's taking a nap, we had lunch, and
that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that set the tone for the entire weekend. We just hung out for 48 hours and didn't say shit.
That's nice.
It was kind of great. Best time ever. Because usually, Rick, it's the spot, you know.
Where we used to go back in the day.
Yeah.
Does it look completely different?
Well, it's much busier. There was a lot more people up there.
Oh, wow.
Like, you'd never see anybody else try to pull in the campsite when you'd get there. Nice. And we said there were like three people that tried to, and like, whoop, and then they backed out and went somewhere else. And because it's a little hidden spot down past Markleyville in the woods. But I guess not so hidden anymore.
No.
There's people firing guns across the lake in the night. At Targets, like, I was like, oh, that's like us 15 years ago.
Again, anybody who those would do that.
We were those assholes.
On lots of drugs. But, yeah.
We might have heard some domestic violence. We're not sure. somebody lost something was the key part of that conversation.
and they were not handling it well.
Neither party was handling it well.
Was it somebody's fault? It's usually somebody's fault.
That word was thrown about from both parties, in fact. but this is like off in the distance. Like, you heard the car screech on the road.
It's like, you almost escaped that shit.
And usually this place is the middle of nowhere. Like, wait. And you'd go out there and nothing. Like, you were transported into another, you'd see another hiker or two and you'd wave. You know? But, yeah. But we realized we haven't been out there since before Riku was born.
My God, has it been that long?
And to tie it back around to the original story, that's why we were going there this weekend, to take Riku to our spot.
Oh, my God.
Ba-dum-tsh, and she talked herself out of it, but got to go to church with you instead.
Right, and then so she stayed home alone?
See, and she'll realize this when she's 25. That was the real test in becoming a passage of age, right, thing. We left her home alone for a weekend.
Wow.
At night, by herself, it's up to you to feed the cats and dogs. And her mom checked in on her, you know, her biological mom checked in on her over the weekend. And that was the real test.
That is it. That's
so she acted out and sort of somewhat insulted her mother and was left home alone for the weekend as punishment.
Because she didn't get to participate in the big celebration
of her
birth.
Awesome.
We did, however, remove the power cords for all the televisions and computers and took the DSs in her phone.
That's a nice trick.
I wonder if she figured out a way around that.
No, we didn't do the one in our bedroom, but we've lost the Roku remote for the one in our bedroom and have been using our phones. So even if she had been able to turn it on, so you get to watch Channel 8 in your parents' bedroom.
Nice.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah, waka waka waka. No, she evidently drew and read books all weekend.
Good weekend.
Well, that's good.
Good weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Any rate, that went on way too long. This should all probably hit
I'm
the
sorry.
Cutting room floor.
I was very interested in all of that. So,
yes, everybody's little niece Riku is now a 13-year-old and will no longer be featured on the show. In the future of the show, we will be featuring Chewie's daughter and my new spawn Chayo, who is like one and you know ready to
beautiful
be a patsy for the show.
Well,
I'm ready to whore him out just like I did Riku.
By Christmas time, will he be able to form words?
Oh yeah, he's already doing stuff.
Okay, so we need whole words by Christmas. So get him to say, you know the things I need.
No is already happening. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We will get a 1-year-old no.
That was Riku's 2.5-year-old no.
Nice.
And then there's
no.
That was Riku's, I think, 6-year-old no.
I like that one. That's
and that goes
no.
No, I don't want him. Rad.
Yeah. So we'll be moving on from her. She's 13. She is now past her cute expiration date,
yep.
And will no longer be a feature of the show.
Right. She's getting way too old for this.
Damn.
Remember, a little Xanax really mellows the LSD.
No, stop it.
That's good advice.
It's truth.
It really speaks truth
to power.
No, yeah.
It's important.
Good to know.
All right.
I would
like to move on and okay. Enough about us, guys.
Right.
Let's talk to the guests of the show. First, we do have Chris Fox here.
Hello.
At the top of the show. Chris, we're going to come back to you in just a minute.
Okay. That was a great song, by the way.
Fuck yeah, it was.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Your voice sounds real purty.
It's killing
in person.
I totally warmed up.
It sounded like it.
No, nice. I didn't. I'm just kidding.
Little warm lemon tea. Okay. Never mind. All right, we're moving on. But almost more importantly, definitely more importantly, I would like to welcome our good friends from Good Luck Macbeth.
Woohoo.
Director Sandy Neese and her actors from Monison Falls. I'm sorry, guys. I've already forgotten your names.
That's okay.
Please introduce your voices for the listening folks out there.
Yeah, no. My name's Bryce Kyle. It's spelled K-E-I-L. It's not Keel. It's pronounced Kyle. So when you see it later, don't butcher it.
There was an incident Bryce this weekend Kyle. With his name.
Have you seen
well, for,
Kyle?
For
Never mind.
Eight, you know, for like 30 years now, it's been butchered. I just gave up at about 15. Aaron.
And my name is Aaron Foster.
I'm Sandy. Sorry.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Sandy is an old friend of both Nick and I's from back in you've been around for all
Sandy,
the old Reno days and all the old shows.
And she's really good
about.
Friends with my sister Gina, and yes. She's married to somebody I went to high school with.
Like couldn't twipple tie-ins.
We all know Sandy.
Yeah. We used to have so much more Sandy. Fun though. Nick, we had a lot of fun back in the day.
Oh fuck.
Now I stay home and drink in my garage.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
safer
but
there.
It's a bitchin' garage. Here.
It's cheaper and safer.
It is safer.
Like, yeah.
Now
and
everyone
it's about
knows.
As good as Chase.
Safer than what?
Yeah.
Chase.
Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, Rick, have you ever been in theater?
Yes, but in high school.
The rafters.
And it was
well, that
and
counts.
Rick was a tech.
But it's not. I did like lights and stuff for a couple for like a production. And then they couldn't count on me because I was on drugs. So I just wanted to smoke weed in the sound booth and I was just and then I stole stuff. I was a real piece of shit kid.
Now that's what we do now, but we still get through rehearsal, right?
Right.
So I loved it. I could love it, but I've never tried it sober.
Yeah,
maybe
I loved like climbing in the catwalk.
You'd be a real asset to any theater who, if you were interested in just running sound for an evening or two,
or
recording sound effects.
Oh, he's done that already.
We did the sound for the why can't I think of it the play up with the guy with the
Hedwig.
Oh, that's right.
We did a bunch of the sounds for that.
We need some cicadas.
We do need some cicadas.
Bored this week, and you
There have been times that we were at Virginia City, and the cicadas in the trees were so loud you couldn't hear people talking.
That's what we need.
And I wish, and that it only happens once every once in a while.
Well, I guess this is an after podcast conversation in the brewing. Sounds exciting for you, but not for the audience.
In the old days, it's.
So, Sandy, please set this up for us. What do you and the good folks at Good Luck Macbeth have set up for the good people of Reno?
This is the first year we started our New Works Initiative last year, and we did a national shout-out for original plays that have not been produced, and we got 36. And this one is written by a gentleman in Florida, and we picked his. So
now, 36 submissions for something like that, that's pretty good.
This year we got 227.
Wow. Holy shit, for next year's production.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but it's great.
Well, it sounds good, Rory, but they're just submissions. They could all be terrible.
Yes, that's true. But
do you divvy
if there's
it up
five good ones,
many people, but or to does get, one person read
in this,
200
in
plays?
This day and age, getting the word out that you have an open submission is hard. So to get enough notice that 36 people actually took time out of their daily lives and followed through with an application process, that's not a small number.
One of those plays was written by 1,000 monkeys with 1,000 typewriters.
Hey, I wrote one of the plays, and I just like threw typewriters at a wall.
That's the way it was. So,
yeah, it was pretty good.
So you read all of them?
Well, Chris Daniels and Bill Ware and Amanda Alvey helped me this year, so I had a little help.
Well, good with 200.
It was too much, but we're gonna have a better system next year. But this one is about two brothers, and Aaron's character is the older brother, and their mother has just died, and. Bryce's character.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's right off the top.
Yeah. She doesn't die during the play.
It's okay to know. She's already, going in, Rick.
Yeah, she's the director. She's not going to tell you anything she doesn't want you to know.
Well, no, you never know.
Sandy could like that.
Just let it slip.
Mess up. So it's about the brothers' relationship after their mother's death. And it's a little tense and intense, right? Yeah. Yes. Oh, there's an actress in it, too. We have an actor... a female character. The actor is Tashina. She plays Phoebe, and she is Aaron's character's girlfriend. She's a little young for him.
Says you.
Yes, indeed.
Wait, well said, sir. She's mature for her age.
Yeah.
What is that rule, Aaron? Is it half your age and then plus seven? Is that what that is? Isn't that the rule for dating someone younger? It's half your age, then you add seven.
Yeah, if we're all over 20, we're fine.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know that. Spitballing on that. I don't know.
So how can we make our play sound exciting?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, we can't tell them that big spoiler. There is something exciting that happens, but...
Stuff has to happen.
Right.
Well, they're very good actors.
So it's a drama, not a comedy?
It's a drama with a couple of laughs.
It's a drama. Dark two brothers humor. That have kind of gone different direction. One that stayed at home and stayed with mom for the most part. Another one that's gone to New York and becomes an architect and very successful. So they
prodigal
mom
son
passes
kinda.
Away and they come back and they have some shit to hash out.
Well, yeah, and I think that, and on top of that too, is it's you know the way it's written is everything takes place in a single room, so there's no escape from that you know type of of heavy drama. So, you know, even though. We'd probably want to. I think it lends to the drama that, you know, all of the big reveals happen in the room where the...
So just a single set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a room, and we've got some cool tech stuff going on, but we'll keep that one for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Maybe literally. I don't know. Too much?
No.
Okay.
It's okay. No, it's a character driven, you know, piece. So, and the actors are all very good. So that's the real, like, when you come to the theater, you're just going to enjoy it because it's fucking good. You know what I mean? It's not a musical. There's no tap dancing, you know, but it's a real.
Right, right.
Really, it's beautiful, like an actor's play.
Actor's show, if you will.
Yeah.
As a new work, this is the first time it's ever been put to stage.
Yeah,
correct?
It's had a stage reading, I believe, but okay. It's never been produced. It's never got up on its feet. And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, cool. Will you have the author in?
Yes, that's a great
in
the, question.
Yeah, in
is
audience.
Is he just sitting in Florida, like thinking about, wow, it's being done somewhere?
So cool.
He's on our
probably.
He's on our,
he's really, probably. Really excited.
So he's not like, shit, yeah, my play is getting done in Reno.
No, he's actually.
It's not like that.
Hey, no, he's proud.
GLM is a fine rising theater.
Oh, GLM is fucking amazing. But people in Florida know that?
Hey, yes, you have no idea how hungry playwrights across this fucking nation are. We get our shit produced anywhere. We're like, yes, I'm going to Vermont, bitches.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know?
And Greg has, like, crazy. we've had like video chats with Greg already.
Yeah, his name is Greg Burdick.
Yeah, and he'll
Greg Burdick.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And he'll he's coming him. Opening weekend, and he's doing a writing workshop on the 18th of August at GLM for 2 hours. It's free.
Rad.
Yeah, so he'll be here the whole weekend, and he'll do a workshop.
That's a Sunday?
See the show, yeah.
Excellent.
10 to 12 on that Sunday. You have to RSVP, so find me.
Look that up on my Facebook here after
Does
the show.
Does that help?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where could people go, though? Seriously.
They could email me at Sandra Neace, NEACE, 011 at gmail.com. There are three spots left.
It's also posted on the Good Luck Macbeth Facebook page as well, which is...
Thank you.
Good sure. man.
There Very good.
Go. I didn't know.
Good.
Tickets for the show are probably already also available either on the website or at Brown Paper Tickets.
Yes.
And do you want to spell out the name? Because the name is fucking weird.
It's Manesson Falls.
Oh, gosh.
Which we all learned 2 weeks into rehearsal.
I've been saying it wrong for like a year and a half.
I was going to say, like, have you? Yeah, we've all been pronouncing it like.
Well,
yeah.
It wouldn't, okay. You know, it's a, for those of you that know your East Coast geography or those that do not, it's a town in Pennsylvania outside of Pittsburgh, sort of in the old Rust Belt area. So it's very important that that gets pronounced correctly because Greg is. Had some dealings with what didn't he talk to
is
the
it,
mayor?
Is it
or something?
Near Allentown?
Yeah. I
kind of area, like the
it's the Rust Belt.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yes, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel song.
Near Allentown. True. Yeah, I don't know actually if it's near there, but it is a town like that. It's there was a steel mill that has closed up and everyone's out of work, and so one brother has like. Essentially hates this place and never wants to come back, and the other one has been stuck there the whole time. So there's some parallels with what's happened to the town, and the brothers' relationships kind of intertwine, I guess, and have a similar trajectory that then all comes to a head during this as they come to mourn their mother. Yeah,
molten fire and steel clashing.
Yes. Sure, yeah, let's go with that.
That's sounds good. I love that part.
Like when the Terminator version of the younger brother comes up out of the. Carlot. Yeah.
I do have.
Have you ever been a DJ?
I have never been a DJ. No.
You have a great voice.
You do. You do have quite voice. The radio voice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, if anybody's hiring DJs, I need a gig. So.
Think voice acting too.
Yeah.
Voice acting is a challenge to
tough
break
nut
into.
To crack.
I've done a lot of auditions and a handful of jobs, but not too many. Yeah. You can hear me laughing in the background in Spider-Man 3 if you really
want
to.
Oh,
good laugh, too.
Sound effect 52, yeah. I believe, yeah.
It's a good laugh. Good enough for Raimi.
Well, Rick, I think it's about that time.
Ooh.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ooh, early edition.
Yeah, early edition. Spoiler alert. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's my favorite time in the show. Where I'm going to ask our contestants a lot of uncomfortable questions they probably don't want to talk about on air, much less the internet. Ha ha! It's the worst little quiz in the world. Are you ready to play, my friends?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Not even a little bit,
no. I'm going to ask you right now, just to set the tone for the show, are we taking a PG quiz or an R-rated quiz?
What's like, R-rated?
Oh, the director says R-rated.
It's kind of like, do any of you like work as teachers or something where foul language?
Public service jobs?
Oh, I'm a, yeah. I'm a professor at UNR.
University, though. You're at the university.
Well, that's adult.
But I'm
tenure?
Not like a second grade teacher.
Do you have tenure?
Right.
Could you answer mildly?
I am also a member of the PERS. Oh. I am also a member of the PERS system. So, like, okay. I have a state job too. Like,
okay,
I deal with
so
the
we're okay then, right?
Yeah. I don't necessarily like. Yeah, I work for the state. You work for the school. Super. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Perfect.
Nasty. Okay, this is going to be much more fun then.
Okay.
Oh, and I've already lost the page.
Shit.
What'd you hit us into here, Sandy?
I don't know. And we're doing R-rated, you said.
I trusted you, Nick.
Sure.
If I was you, I'd go for it.
Okay.
All right.
But that's just me. I'm a risk taker.
That's true.
Remember, you're playing against each other.
I'm going to start you with a question that it's near and dear to my heart. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Sandy?
What? If I died, where would I haunt?
Haunt, yeah. Where would your everlasting shade keep up its everlasting residence?
Good question.
Oh, God. New York City, but I don't know where. That's boring.
Nowhere specific?
No.
You just want to go to New York.
I'll haunt Shays just to be fun. Just have an interesting answer.
Well, and it changed it to Reno?
It's fun all the time.
Shays specifically? Yeah.
Shays.
Popular haunt.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, Bryce?
For the living.
That's right, Rory, yeah. Thank you. Where would I haunt after passing away? That's a great question.
Don't say Shays.
I won't say Shays. I would probably haunt. You know what would I probably would haunt? And this is sad. We went from New York back to Reno. I would probably haunt Reno Little Theater because I've spent so much of my life there bleeding into it. So
which one?
The Reno Little Theater.
Okay.
The original, 1935. The one on Pueblo Street there, I think. Yeah. Blood and sweat and a little bit of tears. So I think that would be my spot.
All right.
Aaron?
Wow. Yeah. I had the longest time to think of an answer, and I don't know. I think I would... not worry so much about the geography. I think it would just haunt Bradley Cooper because fuck that guy.
Yeah, I went to school with him, and here I am. Can you believe that's sad? No, I'm gonna haunt Bradley too. Wonderful. That motherfucker.
Oh
shit! Sorry.
What about Chris Fox? Is he playing?
Chris, do you want to play?
I've played this.
You've played this many
Chris
times.
Chris has been quizzed.
What's the right answer?
He can ask some questions with us.
Maybe you can ask Chris him ask that question. There is a right and wrong answer to it.
That's good.
Reiterate the question.
What was the right answer?
I don't know. I forgot.
Where would you haunt?
There is no right answer to any of the questions.
It's whatever Rory decides is the right answer.
Because I'm keeping score. Can't you see with my enormous scoreboard?
Oh, we have a score. Oh, yeah. I see
yeah.
All right,
the enormous scoreboard behind me.
You have a 6'9" above your name, Sandy. That's weird.
I do.
Strange.
Oh,
That number's always up there when her name comes up.
Nice.
Aaron, we're going to go to you first so you'll have less time to think. But what's the first album you ever bought with your own money?
1984, Van Halen. Yeah. My mother was not pleased with the little cherub angel in the cigarette pack on the tattoo. Yeah. I was 12, 1984. So,
okay.
You know, that was a big deal then. I don't have it anymore.
Spring chicken like the rest of us.
Yeah, no. First album that I bought with my own money was, you're going to laugh at this one, everybody here, August and Everything After, The Counting Crows. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good record still, man. That is a hit machine. Every song on that record is killing. To this day. I'm an Adam Dirtz guy, man. What can I say? I love those dreads.
Are you a Scientologist? No, I'm getting...
Who's asking, Rory?
Not anymore.
Who's asking?
Mine was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Nice.
Yeah, classy all the way.
That's in my first top 10.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Nick?
Celebrity road trip question.
Aaron.
Who would you take on a celebrity road trip across America, and what kind of car would you take?
Anybody living or dead, or we're only
yeah.
Living? Okay. I'm gonna go living anyway. I'd probably go Bob Dylan, although that might I'm a big fan, but I don't know. You're not supposed to meet your heroes.
Pick an era. Well, with somebody who's been alive for at least 70 years, you can pick an era.
Oh shit!
Young Bob
early
Dylan,
60s, young Bob
Dylan. What kind of car?
To figure out how the hell did he write Blowing in the Wind at 23 or whatever it is. What kind of car? I don't know. I used to have, when I lived in LA, I had a Austin Healey, 1959 Austin Healey Bug Eye Sprite. I had it for 6 months.
What color?
It was white with a red racing stripe.
Nice.
But then I crashed my Volkswagen, and I was like, if I had been in my Austin Healey, I'd be dead. So then I had to get rid of it.
Oh.
It was tiny.
And it was right. probably
it
worth,
would fit in this
it
room.
It was probably worth more money than.
it was like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those
I can
cars
buy you
are like
a beater.
Yeah. Some of those things are like 80 grand, and then some of them are like 8.
I bet you and Bob would have had a fun time on that trip.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, Bryce. Yeah, okay. That's a great question. I've got two in my mind. Can I say two, or do I just got to pick one?
I got to pick one.
All right, all right. Well, then I'm going to go with...
Depends on what kind of car you drive.
Do you have room for the second person?
Exactly.
I do. They're both freakish. They're both freakishly tall. I would probably take Daniel Day-Lewis in the front seat so we could wax and wane over all the awards that he's won. And I'd probably have Chris Walken in the back seat, you know, just for some... You know,
freestyle poetry.
Some, yeah, yeah. Stop it. Slam poetries along the way. That's and awesome. I'd probably go, and just because they're so tall, I'd like to do like a Mini Cooper and see him squeeze in there. Do you know what I mean? Get knees up to chin.
Wow.
You know, I like the visual of that.
That's comical.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I love both those men.
You get some points. For
fair enough. Fair enough.
I, on my calculator here.
That's pretty good from off the top of your dome.
Appreciate it.
Sandy?
I'm going to go with Paula Vogel. She's a playwright, in case
good choice.
People didn't know. And I want to do an SUV because I fucking like them. And I'd try to get an electric one, though, so I wouldn't be an asshole, you know. But I want to be comfortable. Like, we need a cooler in the back, you know, and I need good AC because you never know. And then what happens if we have to sleep on the side of the road? So I want to be prepared.
Yeah, you could put a bed in the back of that.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want that to happen now. I'm a little sad that it'll never.
Very good. Very good. Chris, did you have a question?
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, Chris, since you're not playing, you get to ask. You know the questions we ask.
Best Reno local band.
Oh, dang.
Non-musicians.
I don't care who answers first.
I have to say Decoy because that's my husband's band.
Oh.
I mean, I want to say it.
Yeah.
No, I mean
it's not
it.
Because you have to.
Because I love them.
They're fucking amazing. Right.
So I love them. Decoy, yay.
I'm not into the scene a whole lot, but a very good friend of mine, I like Pink Awful a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I know Ashley and Michael.
Good fucking choice.
Yeah. Good people. Mm-hmm. Ashley and Michael are awesome. So love you guys. Haven't seen you in a bit.
Friends of the show.
Yeah,
you awesome. Can catch them on August 31st at the Bobo Lobo Fest in Wingfield Park. If you're not burning the man and not out at the rib cook-off, sweet. Come down to Wingfield Park and see a bunch of local bands, including Pink Awful, Pushbox, and One Ton Dooley.
Nope. Fuck yeah. Nope.
Heterophobia, too.
Oh, my God.
I would say the Asphalt Socialites.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck
They're
yeah.
fucking rad, too. Holy shit.
Awesome, dude.
Oh, cool. Rob, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. I know Rob. Yeah, no, Rob. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Rob's old homie.
Known Rob
show.
For a long time, man.
Right on. Oh,
since
excellent.
Since the acrylic
cool.
days.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but.
old band shit.
His band from the 90s.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
1990s.
Those guys are so much fucking fun.
Shall we hop over into the rapid
yeah, let's
fire
do that.
Portion
yeah,
of the show? All right.
Absolutely.
These questions, don't think, just answer. Are you ready?
Shit.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight? Go.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Donkey.
Rick.
Circumcised or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not applicable.
No, what do you prefer?
Oh!
Oh, okay.
I
well,
like it
that,
clean.
No, it's different
like
for the
clean.
Guys.
I like it clean.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the answer.
Okay, everybody's going not or circumcised.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Nick?
Punk rock or metal?
Mm. No.
No.
Metal.
Punk rock.
Chris.
I'm going to go with no as well.
No, you get to ask.
Oh.
Just an either or. Anything off the top of your head.
Getting out of here.
Fucking red or blue?
Seven?
Yeah, totally.
Blue.
Blue.
You are wearing a blue shirt. Right.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Puke.
I got to go diarrhea on that one.
Puke.
Yeah.
See?
Beat up or arrested? Sandy, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Ooh, arrested.
Arrested.
Yeah, arrested.
Getting beat up hurts a lot.
Yeah.
It's not movie shit, man.
Elvis or Beatles?
Holy shit, Paul. Are
you
serious?
That,
Elvis.
Elvis or Beatles. Beatles, pick one.
Oh my God, Elvis?
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis.
Oh. I love Star Wars stuff. Or Star Trek?
Oh.
I mean, they both kind of go into shit, but I would go Star Trek original William Shatner.
I got to go Star Wars on that.
Star Wars, baby.
All right.
Nice.
Picture a world where only Star Wars or Elvis exists. Which one do you pick?
Elvis.
I got to go with the king, baby.
Yeah, Elvis.
Ah,
wow.
A bunch of rock and rollers. America. Rock and roll. And, you know,
yeah, we get that a lot.
I can safely ask this question, I think, with this set of people.
Okay.
Do you know what the Breakfast Club is?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not that.
Well, no, I know you guys do. I'm just checking with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because he's...
Yeah. No, what character from the Breakfast Club are you?
Oh, those characters. All right.
What is his name?
Judd Nelson?
Yeah, I'm Bender. Yeah, sure. I mean, I have the fantasy of, like, walking away from something and in slow-mo and...
Oh, you're Brian.
Doing the fist.
You're totally Brian.
Are you saying Brian?
No, he...
Well, I ain't...
Anthony Michael Hall? Or
Anthony Michael Hall?
You guys Ali Sheedy.
Yes,
Ali
yes!
Sheedy.
I am also Ali Sheedy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to go with Brian. I've got to go.
Brian?
You're
Brian?
I have fisted at many different high schools. You might like to know that. I fist in high schools a lot.
I'm a Brian.
No, you got to walk out with it raised high.
Like, that's Bender. That's not Brian.
But that's a Bender
I'm sorry.
Thing, but I am a Brian.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I don't... The closest is Ali Sheedy, I guess. But I'm a mix between her and Molly. Because I'm kind of a douche, you know? And then I'm kind of mental and I'm kind of cool.
I think Molly.
Molly?
I
holy shit!
Yeah.
Fuck! Well,
Claire.
You all win because the point of that movie was that there's one of them in each one of us.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
The better answer is, I think, the janitor, actually.
Yeah, Carl. Yeah. Carl was
Carl
the coolest one.
Carl is the
one.
Realest dude in the whole fucking movie.
Dude, if you ever pick the principal, we make you leave.
You got $50?
All right. A couple more questions. Vampire or werewolf?
$50. Vampire or werewolf? Holy shit.
Just answer.
Vampire.
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 Okay. Who wins in a fight? A python or an eagle?
Oh.
Eagle.
Eagle.
Python.
Oh, in honor of Cadillac Kim.
There you go.
If you could take two animals and splice them together, what animal would you make and which half would be which?
Oh, wow.
Go!
Wow.
Yeah.
We miss you, Cadillac Kim.
I don't know who Cadillac Kim is, but
she's one of our hosts.
She sounds awesome.
I'm gonna go Bear Walrus.
It's her.
I'm gonna do Bear Walrus.
All right, which
bear
side
on the
is
top,
which?
And Walrus is the junk.
Ooh,
that's
nice cool.
Split. That's thinking outside of the box.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like that one.
Oh man, this is tough. You know, it's like you got a really
Bearus.
Bearus is
it's
good.
Rapid fire. That you
get I like
get them juices flowing.
Ooh,
let's go.
Juices are flowing. Okay, this is a weird one. I'm gonna throw it here. I kind of like a snake and a wolf. I know, Rick. I know that. That's what it's top of my head, man. I'm telling you.
But I was going to say spiderfish. So
well,
good job.
I like spiderfish, but I think wolf needs to be bottom and snake needs to be the head.
Oh wow!
Oh Jesus! Ooh. I was totally backwards on that.
I mean, that's nice. You can run fast.
Holy
but
shit!
It's still, it's
chase
got
you
jaws.
And then
it'll
strike.
Rear back and snap its head at you.
No, that's
yeah,
freaky.
So
that's
it.
Freaky.
So what is it called?
Does it have four or two legs?
Wolf snake.
You know what? I think it only
wolf.
Awake.
That's the question.
A snolf.
I think it's a word. I think it's got four.
Beware the snolf in the night.
Yeah.
If it has four,
I think, you know, when I was a kid, I fell for the, I bought that the jackalope was a real thing. So I'm going to go with that. I would like
jackalope.
That. I would like
a real life jackalope.
Yeah, I would like to make that my childhood dream come true.
You can't catch me. I'm the jackalope.
Sure.
Well, all
right, now I changed my answer.
I don't do a whole lot of impressions, but I do that one badly.
Got Sandra is not, she doesn't know what a jackalope is, Sandra. Oh.
Never heard of the jackalope?
The jackalope?
That's a Nevada
It's a Nevada
thing
classic.
Too.
I'm not from here.
Dave Coulier, also
it's
from
part
Canada.
Antelope,
also
part
jackrabbit.
I'm not from Africa, but I know what an elephant is.
Jackrabbit. Oh, okay.
It's a jackrabbit with horns.
Crossed with an antelope.
I'm going to Google it when I get
Yeah, it's a
jackalope.
Cool thing. I also thought it was real, and I'm very sad.
Imagine the Grinch tying the antler to his dog's head. That's what a jackalope is.
But it's a rabbit.
Okay. Okay.
That's very descriptive. That's true.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, you guys did really well. Let's
Fuck
tally them up.
You guys are wonderful actors, but you can't be in a show without a great director with a score of 8,573,246 points. Sandy Nees.
Thank you so much.
You get a gold star from Worst Little Podcast.
Thank you.
The adulation of your peers.
I love
and,
it.
You're entered into the book.
Your name goes
high
up
scores.
On the wall.
I'm going to be
high
showing up winner. Every Monday uninvited. Hey, guys, what are you doing tonight?
That's why we lock the doors now downstairs once we start the show. If you're not here before we start, but
I'll
if you're
be
here
early.
Before, all right.
We walked downstairs one night and there's this party. There's like five people just eating and drinking chips, having a party. We didn't even know.
Yeah,
them. They're just here.
And they're all like, "What are you guys doing here?"
That would be good. If somebody knew, you know, your regular podcast schedule, they could just come and ransack the house
while we're
this
all
time.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody knows where the studio is.
Yeah, it's a local treasure.
That's it.
And
it.
Yeah.
If you haven't recorded it, dog water, you ain't shit.
All right, we need more music. It's been.
I'm just kidding.
It's been like 45 minutes.
Oh my God, did Chris fall asleep?
A song.
No.
Chris, speaking of recording at dog water,
I am pretty good at being asleep, though. But not right now.
Let's get some fresh new tracks.
You've got a new album out. Is this a song from that album?
It's coming out, but yes, this is a song from that album.
Coming out.
What's the name of it?
It's called Chris Fox.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Chris Fox.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Photography.
And are you the only person that plays on it, or is it like all the people from all your other bands?
It's just me. I played all of the instruments and recorded it myself.
Fuck.
And mixed.
So where'd you get that name from?
It myself. That was my parents.
Is the image of the front like you just hugging a giant maple or something?
No, it's actually the artwork is great. It's Chris Foxland. It's like an amusement park. That is me, I guess. I don't know. It's great. But
oh, my God.
My friend
the most
Joey,
self-indulgent thing in the world.
I asked my friend Joey just to do a portrait of me, and that's what he sent me.
It's cool.
It's wonderful.
It's excellent.
It's fantastic artwork. But
Well, you have to send us some copy for the website.
Yeah, you know it. Okay, here we go.
I don't bother taking pictures of the moon sky anymore. It's still as beautiful as it ever was. I've gotten so comfortable with it always being there. Unnoticed, beautiful, forgotten just because. We will see our last moonrise, and I wish I had those pictures. Though mostly lost in snap of beauty remembers. Somebody wrote this song for how I'm feeling, so just sit and listen. I don't take pictures of the sunset anymore. They can never capture the true beauty of what's in the air. Take it for granted, getting all too comfortable. And when it's gone, sad, what you had's no longer there. We will see our last sunset, and I wish I took those pictures. Though mostly lost, the snap of beauty remembers. Somebody wrote this song for how I'm feeling, so I'll just sit and listen. Wish I could be the one who found such beauty in this chaos. Wish I could be the one who found such beauty in this chaos.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dude, whistling while playing guitar is really hard. No shit.
Yeah, I give myself like a C. I almost said C sharp, a C plus.
You can do it. So you're like at like a level above me in that sense.
Oh, thanks,
entirely.
Buddy.
Yeah.
It is not easy to do more than one thing at the same time.
And you can also, I mean, I was just thinking about this too. You've got a bit of gravel in your voice after these years and years of belting out lyrics, literally across the world for hours at a time. But how long do you play shows for sometimes? Like, I've seen you literally sing like 90 minutes in a row, haven't I? That's not bullshit.
I mean, I prefer 25 to 30 minutes, but... Yeah, we can.
But
we can
I've
do
seen
this.
You just like play, and everybody keeps yelling, and it's a good time. Like,
I do like.
How often
playing.
Does that happen?
We
play hour long plus sets.
Not that long.
Okay.
Or not that often, I guess is the better answer to that question.
You've gotten smarter as you've gotten older.
Yeah. I don't cover as many tunes anymore. I now have enough original stuff to kind of fill time. So now I just
good feeling
play my originals and call it good without filling the time with covers. But yeah, I don't know. It is fun Rad. Just to like keep playing forever sometimes, even though no one wants you to.
So how many bands are you in currently?
Fuck.
Like active,
let's say 9.
Wow.
9?
10, maybe?
I know, the other guests were like, why are they even asking him that?
Like, this is a real...
It's because the number's going to scare you.
I don't even understand. Yeah.
Let's go through the list. Vampirates.
John Underwood and Friends.
There is the horny friend. Shit, that counts too.
Voted best.
So, yeah, okay. Vampirates, Boss's Daughter, Chris Fox, Voted Best Band, The Randy Savages, 12-Gauge Facelift, Sucker Punch, 6 Mile Station, John Underwood and his horny friends. This band fucking rules.
I haven't seen them yet, but that sounds really good.
It actually was a great project. We wrote a song a day for a week and then played on Saturday and then recorded on Sunday. And sweet. Eventually we'll do it again, but it has not come together.
That's excellent.
That's awesome.
Sick,
but yeah, if you go to... I think it's on Internet World. If you type in "this band fucking rules" as one word, you can find it.
Nice.
So that's 10 right there, at least.
Yeah, wow. No, and these are all bands I've seen on flyers in the last
12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some big names. Well, some thanks. Active, good bands, man.
I suddenly feel very unaccomplished.
Yeah, you guys just make some play. Well,
Chris Fox is an exceptional human being.
Clearly.
Awesome. Yes.
Always. I didn't always think so. He proved it to me over the years, and I'm all, holy shit. Look at
now,
that motherfucker.
I didn't know him until I knew him.
And then when I knew him, I was all, he's exceptional.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Thank you very
now,
much.
Now, this album, now you write, you're part of the songwriting for all of those bands. I'm actually leading to a point.
Oh, yeah, and theater.
More or less. I mean,
let me tell the theater people, too.
Some bands more than others.
He was in the band that did the music for...
Tooth
of Crime.
Tooth of Crime.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So he knows theater as well.
Heck yeah.
Committed to the three months or four months out of your life that you have to do.
Just the first one.
You were just on the first run.
Motherfucker Fox.
I was on tour for the second run.
Dope, okay, yeah.
That was a really fun experience.
That was a fun show.
Super cool.
What were you saying, Rory?
But all right, so you write. You're part of the songwriting with all of these other bands too.
Yeah, more or less.
This album, though, are these songs you'll hear on other albums, or are these all just strictly Chris writing with Chris for Chris?
A little of column A, a little column B.
So there are some.
My solo project, I just started kind of playing songs by myself, and then at some point, I wanted to play music with Jamie Locks from Beer Can.
Yeah.
We had been friends for a while, and we got in a basement together, and he's like, well, you got all these songs. And so that became Boss's Daughter. So a lot of my solo stuff became Boss's Daughter. So there is some overlap there.
Okay.
Like that song, Photography, I just played will be on the next Boss's Daughter record as well. But yeah, it could go either way.
What's cool. on the new Chris Fox record, though?
Wait, what?
Like, what songs are on the new Chris Fox record?
What can the fans look forward to?
Oh, well, there's...
Is it heavy drums, everything? Is it you with an acoustic?
It's everything.
You're rolling around in broken glass screaming Edie Bacrell's name for 3 hours.
That's my next record. Shut up.
Spoilers.
It's just me playing guitar and bass and trombone and trumpet and electric guitar and yelling.
How many tracks?
There are 11 tracks. There's, how's the math work? 8 real songs and then 3 like instrumental interlude things.
Cool.
Instrumentals are real songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that was convincing.
I wrote them and performed them. So yeah, that counts. It counts.
When and where can kids get this?
It's available August 2nd from shows or the internet.
Holy crap, that's like by the time the show comes out, that'll
be
out.
So where's the record release
party? Yeah, so it's out.
Today.
Like within,
This album is out today. Like I said, exclusives and new things.
That's right.
On the show today.
I understand how this works.
It's like we planned this.
Wow. Time travel.
it's gonna be out today.
Excellent.
On Voted Best Records.
Voted Best Records. Hell right. Yeah.
I heard they're good.
The best.
They were voted.
Mm-hmm. They were voted the best records. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get another one out of you right now, real fast?
Yes. What was I gonna play?
Did you guys want to say goodbye, or do you want to stick around for something?
We just wanted to let you know when our show opens.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
We rolled right over all that info.
August 14th. What? And,
which is a Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with normal Friday opening.
And it runs for 2 weeks, Wednesday through Sunday for 2 weeks. And you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Is there an artist night for local struggling artists?
I don't know for sure, but we can
check out the website.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodluckmacbeth.com or Facebook.org.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a little different, you know, with artist nights for this one. So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is an artist production, folks. So even if you are a starving artist out there, this could be you next time around.
Truth.
Or a friend of yours. Come on out and help somebody get their dream off the ground.
Beautiful. Please, yeah.
Thanks for having us, you guys. This was the most fun I've had all week.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's Monday, but still.
I always love Mondays because they're kind of like the end of the weekend for me. This is the finale
when you
talk about what happened the weekend, even though I didn't. But yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we party together. We hear good music.
Yes.
We talk about cool shit.
Yeah.
And then
it comes out
starts
on Thursday, and so that's like kind of immaterial.
That is like getting ready for the weekend when it actually comes out.
Yeah.
So hi, Nick from the future. This is Nick from the recent past saying, I'm glad you're listening.
I just wrinkled my brain.
Nick doesn't always remember his friend's
name.
The
broom's getting smaller.
Nick also likes shit.
That's true, Chewbacca. I'm a fan of shit. I like to examine my shit.
What a bitch.
To see how I'm doing health-wise.
Well, we're going to
I think we're going to go. On that note, I hope everything comes out okay in the end with your show. I look forward to seeing it.
Just okay, I thought you meant Nick's poop.
We wish you well.
And that's Menesson Falls.
Yes.
Menesson Falls.
Yes.
So it only took him 10 minutes.
Took me like 10 weeks.
So, ladies and gentlemen out there, please go check out the show. If you've been following us and following GLM, you know we've put on a great season this year. There's been a lot of great big-name productions.
This show is
no change in the quality of awesome stuff that we're bringing to the stage over there.
Thank you.
We hope to see you there soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Bye, you guys.
Have a good night.
Yeah, they are doing good stuff over there, man.
Yeah.
I saw the Fun Home, and I wept. It was, and our friend from the podcast, Amani, she was so great.
Oh, rad.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was awesome, man.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Bye, you guys.
Great to meet you guys. Take care.
And now Chris is going to fucking rock our socks off, right?
Go.
Yep. This is a new song. It's a premiere, as one would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
New and exclusive. I haven't been drinking as much as I have been singing about drinking. I don't know if I've been feeling any better, but the smiles aren't the same. This time around, I'm pretty sure I think that they are actually genuine. Who knows how long they'll stick around? I'll take what I can get to feel okay. I think I've gotta step away, maybe take a break. I'm burning myself out, losing track of what's fun. I wanna have my own bed, I wanna sit and play guitar. I've been working so hard, I don't know where I've been. Where have I been? I'll go out and watch my friends play music and feel okay for the night. The feeling fades, but I'm okay. I'll wake up somehow and get through the day. It's strange to know just how this goes. The ups and downs can feel so incidental. Just take them in and keep moving. Forget the fact that you acted that way.
These stupid songs are always there to pull me out of depression. I want to believe that I will never forget them. I only fucked up once. It was a better day than yesterday. It was a better day than yesterday. It was a better day. I haven't been drinking as much as I have been singing about drinking. I don't know if I've been feeling any better, but the smiles aren't the same. This time around, I'm pretty sure I think that they are actually genuine. Who knows how long they'll stick around? I'll take what I can get to feel okay. I think I've gotta step away, maybe take a break. I'm burning myself out, losing track of what's fun. I wanna have my own bed, I wanna sit and play guitar. I've been working so hard, I don't know where I've been. Where have I been? Where have I been?
Damn.
So good.
I don't know anybody who can relate to that.
So good, Chris.
No.
Thanks, everybody.
That was excellent, shit, man.
Dude, it was very revealing, the line, the... I haven't been drinking as much as I've been singing about
drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that means I'm happy, I guess. I don't know.
Fucking rad.
You're great. You're a good songwriter, man. You've always had lyrics from the heart.
That's all
when
I
can make them out.
Yeah.
Sometimes with live pirates, shows, I don't know what you're saying, but the music's perfect.
I don't think
the screaming's right on.
And, what we're saying either. Yeah. Usually it's just like, bah, 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 and that's about
see,
it.
I've been thinking about writing. I want to start writing more songs like that. But instead of being a teenager, a young person complaining about authority and being old, I'm going to be an old person complaining about how teenagers are full of shit and little sons of bitches and get off my goddamn lawn.
I think that's a valued perspective.
I think we need some fast, hard punk rock about get off my lawn.
Now that we have Chris to ourselves.
We do, yeah. It's well, what do we do with Chris?
Can we have another song?
I'm taking my shirt off right now. But yeah. Oh, songs.
Let's do another song.
You said have Chris to ourselves.
You take your shirt off during this song. You want to make things cool
around
here.
Should I do
it
slowly?
Yes.
Okay.
You better.
This is a fast song.
And make it sexy for
Perfect
Chris Fox.
For slowly taking your shirt off.
Foxy Chris Fox.
This song is about drinking in the daytime, which I still see sunlight, so you guys, this song is for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is awesome.
I've got some shit to do. Why do it today? I finally got a bed and sleep and music and a beer, so I'll drink today away. I'll hardly leave the bed, and I'll make some plans that don't pan out. Day drink today. You can't come over if you want, but I won't put on a shirt. We'll put a couch in the front yard. We'll drink it till we puke. So we'll drink today away in the sun in the front yard, and we'll fall asleep before it's dark. Day drink today. I'm day drinking today. I'm day drinking today. Whiskey, beer, day drink. So I'll drink today away. So I'll drink today away. In the sun in the front yard, and we'll fall asleep before it's dark.
Fuck yeah, we will.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, clap.
Yay!
Song about drinking now.
When you've got to have some sort of release show planned. No?
Yeah.
Mr. Party Planner, Mr. Center of Attention, you don't have a show planned?
I was planning on playing at a... what do they call them? Weed dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
But that invite has not been fully extended yet. Mm. My plan was just to busk downtown for all of July 31st.
Holy shit. Yeah,
you're busking your release.
Yeah.
Are you going to like Facebook Live it so we know where you're at or anything?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
And I'd like to extend the, I guess the show will have not aired by then, but if musicians want to come join me, that's awesome.
We'll put the word out.
You know, downtown, and then we'll drink and have fun.
That sounds good.
Rig, let's get this one in the oven quick so it bakes early.
Yes. This is going to be an easy show.
Easy show.
Awesome.
That's how I like it.
So, maybe we'll get it out early.
Cool. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's
come
the plan.
Busk with Chris for his CD release.
Chris Fox and Friends.
That's how you do it, right?
In downtown
Fox
Reno.
And Friends.
Fox and Friends.
All are welcome, children. Come on down.
Come on down. Awesome.
Welcome. But do you have any upcoming shows? Solo or with any of the bands? Anything anybody's looking for?
Boss's Daughter is doing a Pacific Northwest tour early August, 1st through 8th, up to Seattle and back.
So you just come here to spawn music, and then you go out to share it with everybody else.
I think when the show comes out, you'll actually be starting your tour.
That's right. I'm playing solo at the Fest in Gainesville, Florida, as well as Boss's Daughter and the Randy Savages.
Yeah, you've been playing the Fest for a few years
the third
now.
One?
The Randy Savages.
Nice.
The Fest is a pretty big deal.
It's the best punk rock festival that I've ever been to.
Nice.
And it's really fun. It's a great community, amazing bands, amazing friends. It's a good time.
Does it smell like, oh my God, because you're all like touring kids and it's Florida where it's humid?
It's not so bad in October, November this year. So it's kind of, I mean, it's still Florida, but it's not like, you know, total death like it can be. it's a good time. I'm excited to hang out with a lot of friends there.
Well, it is about time to wrap things up here, so I'm going to give a little shout-out also for the Monessen Falls. Remember, you can catch them starting Wednesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 25th. Sunday shows are, in fact, matinees. All evening performances begin at 7:30 p.m. House doors open at 7. Sunday matinees, 1:30 open, 2 o'clock show. $18 tickets in advance, $20 at the door, $30 for VIP champagne seating, which means you get to sit in a front row and they bring you your damn drinks. It's really kind of pimp. For $10, it ain't bad to have just free drinks all night. And as they mentioned, Greg Burdick, the author, will be participating in the talkback and having a workshop on Sunday, August 18th. Please check them out at goodluckmacbeth.org. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. We're really excited about it.
Fuck yeah. I love everything they do at Good Luck Macbeth. It's been great.
And we still have a really strong second half of the season with Let the Right One In, the horror story.
The vampire story.
Yeah. And Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Ride. So, yeah, it's going to be close to the season here after.
Good.
But yeah, check out Monessen Falls. We're really excited about it. And the New Works Project is really important to us as a theater. I think it's going to be something that helps draw critical artistic eyes to Reno. Well, not just the only thing, but one of many.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just keep creating out there, you guys. Reno's rad.
Reno's a place to be creating, man. It's a workshop and a forge.
Good art town.
Well, yep, that's the end of the show. It is the light at the end of the tunnel rushing up at us like the end of our lives, or it's just that I'm having a heart attack and that's a pain in my left arm. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, all of the interns, and our good friend Chris Fox, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and we love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
might die. And that's the best thing that I could ask for. Among all the shitty people, I've found a lot who I can trust to be there in the shittiest time of life. So it's to you that I drink tonight. The ones who are there till we die. Become true, but that's what they offer you until a friend speaks brilliance and you start to pull through. I'll pour the second one for you tonight.
Studios.
This isn't some communist daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
Good God almighty.